the platform formerly known as Twitter has begun a labour court appeal against a record unfair dismissal award of just over €550,000. In a ruling last August, the Workplace Relations Commission found that Twitter had unfairly dismissed the company's former director of Source to Pay, Gary Rooney, in December of 2022. For more, our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is on the line. Brian, tell us about this.
Well, Rachel, people may remember that back in November 2022, shortly after Elon Musk took over Twitter, which is now known as X, he sent what has become known as the fork in the road email to staff. Now, in this email, he said he wanted to build Twitter 2.0, and employees were asked to click yes if they wanted to remain on with the company, but they were told they would need to be extremely hardcore and work long hours at high intensity. Now, Gary Rooney did not reply to that email and was subsequently deemed by the company to have resigned his position. In his opening address today to the court, Padraig Lyons, senior counsel for Gary Rooney, said there was a very sudden change at Twitter. He said that Elon Musk's email to staff was extraordinary and unprecedented, so much so that the company had to clarify that it was in fact a genuine email and not some sort of phishing attempt. He said when Mr. Rooney declined to click yes, he was dismissed, and he described this as a paradigm case of direct unfair dismissal. He told the court that Mr. Rooney was without work for 9 months. He said that his remuneration for 2022 was more than €344,000. He spoke about how there was this 9 month loss of earning. There's an ongoing gap in pay because he's now in a lower paying job. All in all, they're saying that it would be right, just and equitable that Gary Rooney receives the maximum unfair dismissal award of 2 years' remuneration. His team have calculated that to be, Rachel, €689,400.
Gary Rooney has been giving evidence over the past couple of hours, Brian. What did he say?
Yeah, so he was said there was a mood of uncertainty, fear and anxiety at Twitter when Elon Musk took over the company amid fears of layoffs. He said when redundancies happened, they were chaotic, they happened very quickly, they came as a surprise. Now, he himself was not made redundant, but Mr. Rooney was told that he had to stop paying suppliers, which was part of his job. He said this was stressful, it was very emotional. He said that email from Mr. Musk caused confusion and disbelief among staff. He said he had no way of knowing what the implications of clicking yes would be, nor did he consider that clicking yes meant that not clicking yes would meant that he had resigned. He said he would have turned up for work the next day if his access to the company's systems had not been terminated.
So tell us then about what the lawyers for X have been saying about why they decided to appeal this ruling.
Yeah, so Cathy Smith is the senior counsel for X, and she said that this was not a case of dismissal. She said there was no threat of dismissal and no proposal to terminate Mr. Rooney's employment. She told the court that the Twitter group was in financial trouble. It had to go through redundancies, but she said Mr. Rooney's role was not identified as a role for redundancy. She said that this email from Elon Musk was not a dismissal. It was an offer of severance to people who would like to have left the company. She described it as an enhanced opportunity and the people had a choice to make. She said that Mr. Rooney understood what this meant and that he had communicated this decision to people. She said it was perfectly clear from his words and conduct that he was leaving and that he had expressed his goodbyes to colleagues. She said that he remained in Twitter for a month after this date and that at no time raised a grievance. Now, she also questioned this figure of €689,400 that the Rooney side claim is what he should get in maximum compensation. She said she had no idea where this came from and that the figure was wildly inaccurate.
Brian, thank you. Brian O'Donovan there.